solid. Of course, on the mound, let's first talk about Gavin Lucchini. What a performance by him, and he did everything and then some to keep you in the game.
Yeah, he sure did. He's our number one pitcher, and he showed why. And, you know, it's just one of those things. They were a little bit better today, but you can't fault him for anything. He threw well.
And he had your lone hit in the game as well, so he did that as well.
Yeah, no, he's been coming around lately, so his swing has looked really good. He's got one of the best swings on the team, and when he connects, you know, it goes. So he had a solid line drive there to help us out offensively. It's too bad we didn't have more hits to help him out.
What was the Rosso pitcher, Mertens, what was he doing that caused you so many problems?
He's just hitting his spots, I thought. You know, keeping the ball down, you know, knee-high strikes. It looks like he's just spotting his fastball, keeping us off balance with his curveball.
Well, the one nice thing, there's only 7 strikeouts by Mertens in the game, and so you were making contact, you just weren't able to get a whole lot of solid contact.
Yeah, no, I thought we were better this time around than we were when we faced him the first game earlier in the season. I think he had 9 strikeouts in that game, so we improved by a couple. But we figured he was probably either number one, and we'd probably see him again, and I was anticipating seeing him again.
Let's go to the while you get the sixth or the seventh inning, Lucchini reaches, he steals second, and then just a fly out. That threat was over with the pop out to the first baseman, but again, you put a little pressure on him, but weren't able to take advantage.
Yeah, it would have been nice to get a clutch single there with 2 outs. Scored that run, but how the game turned out is just unfortunate. We didn't have, you know, enough base runners and enough offense today, but like I said, we're going to do well. Yeah, that's pretty tied up all day.
In the seventh inning, bottom of the seventh, Jerome led off with a walk, and then there was the error, and things didn't look good. Runners at first and third with nobody out, but then you're able to have a walk, and you're able to come up with a huge double play. And at that point, I was sort of thinking, okay, this is they're going to be able to get out of it. That was a huge play for them.
Yeah, that was a big play. And yeah, it sure looks like you're going to get out of it too. That would have been we had a little conference on the mound, and we said it's not a big deal. We got to steal second base. We got that guy from third base. So we were aware of that.
And that's the thing. The guys, you did have 2 errors. One of them was not a big one. That last one turned out not to, I guess, technically hurt you. But defensively, I thought you played very well. And obviously, pitching-wise, you're fantastic. And even offensively, had some good at-bats and had some good contact. Like Lucas Peralta hit a line drive, but it went right to the shortstop. And just weren't able to get the breaks today.
Yeah, no, it was a gutsy game for us. You know, we came ready to play. I thought we had a bunch of nice plays. We made 15 plays. We got on. We had some hard hit balls. Yeah, that went up for all of us more for the shortstop there. It wasn't a terrible game. I'm proud of the kids and the way they played. And it was a good, overall a good game, you know, team game.
Even though it's a loss, you have to be happy with the way the guys played, and that's the way you expect your team to play. And they've shown glimpses that they are a very good team.
You know, absolutely. Like I said, we came ready to play. It wasn't because of lack of focus or lack of effort or whatever, lack of execution or anything like that, really. It was a really gutsy, well-played game by us.
You do say goodbye to 2 seniors, Blake Melsha and also Lucas Miller, and those 2 have been a part of the program for several years.
Yeah, no, two good leaders, two good seniors were saying bye to. I mean, both of those kids have really good tools, and they've kind of, taken charge of the team this year and stepped up and led by example. Yeah, big shoes to fill, because both of those guys are awesome defensively. And, they can be awesome offensively as well, and
That's the bad news. The good news is everybody else is coming back.
Right. Yeah, the good news is we've got everybody else coming back. So things are looking good.
Coach, well, a tough one here tonight, but at least you wrapped up the season playing a pretty good ball game.
No, absolutely. Like I said, proud of the way they played and the game ready to play. Rosa was just a little bit better.
Sometimes that's the way sports goes.
Yep, that's the way it goes. Gotta be a winner, gotta be a loser.
Yeah. Coach, thanks for talking to us, and thanks all season long.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for covering. I appreciate it.
That is Coach Ben Park, and we thank him.